Plan of Salvation. In the premortal existence, Heavenly Father prepared a plan to enable us to become like Him and receive a fullness of joy. The Scriptures refer to this plan as the plan of salvation. Moses chapter 6, verse 62. It is also referred to as the great plan of happiness. Alma chapter 42, verse 8. It is also referred to as the plan of redemption. Jacob chapter 6, verse 8. See also Alma chapter 12, verse 30. It is also referred to as the plan of mercy. Alma chapter 42, verse 15. The plan of salvation is the fullness of the gospel. It includes the creation, the fall, the atonement of Jesus Christ, and all the laws, ordinances, and doctrines of the gospel. Moral agency, the ability to choose and act for ourselves, is also essential in Heavenly Father's plan. Because of this plan, we can be perfected through the atonement, receive a fullness of joy, and live forever in the presence of God. Our family relationships can last throughout the eternities. You are a participant in Heavenly Father's plan, and your eternal experience can be divided into three main parts: premortal life, mortal life, and life after death. As you come to understand the plan, you find answers to questions asked by so many. Where did we come from? Why are we here? Where do we go after this life? Premortal life. Before you were born on the earth, you lived in the presence of your Heavenly Father as one of His spirit children. In this premortal existence, you attended a council with Heavenly Father's other spirit children. At that council, Heavenly Father presented His great plan of happiness. Abraham chapter 3, verses 22 through 26. In harmony with the plan of happiness, the premortal Jesus Christ, the firstborn Son of the Father in the Spirit, covenanted to be the Savior. Abraham chapter 3, verse 27. Those who followed Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ were permitted to come to the earth to experience mortality and progress toward eternal life. Lucifer, another spirit son of God, rebelled against the plan and sought to destroy the agency of man. Moses chapter 4, verse 3. He became Satan, and he and his followers were cast out of heaven and denied the privileges of receiving a physical body and experiencing mortality. Moses chapter 4, verse 4. Abraham chapter 3, verses 27 through 28. Throughout your premortal life, you developed your identity and increased your spiritual capabilities. Blessed with the gift of agency, you made important decisions, such as the decision to follow Heavenly Father's plan. These decisions affected your life then and now. You grew in intelligence and learned to love the truth, and you prepared to come to earth where you could continue to progress. Mortal life. You are now experiencing mortal life. Your spirit is united with your body, giving you opportunities to grow and develop in ways that were not possible in your premortal life. This part of your existence is a time of learning in which you can prove yourself, choose to come unto Christ, and prepare to be worthy of eternal life. It is also a time when you can help others find the truth and gain a testimony of the plan of salvation. Life after death. When you die, your spirit will enter the spirit world and await the resurrection. At the time of resurrection, your spirit and body will reunite, and you will be judged and received into a kingdom of glory. The glory you inherit will depend on the depth of your conversion and your obedience to the Lord's commandments. See Kingdoms of Glory, pages 92 through 95 herein. It will depend on the manner in which you have received the testimony of Jesus. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 51. See also section 76, verses 74, 79, and 101. Blessings through knowledge of the plan. A testimony of the plan of salvation can give you hope and purpose as you wrestle with the challenges of life. You can find reassurance in the knowledge that you are a child of God and that you lived in His presence before you were born on the earth. You can find meaning in your present life, knowing that your actions during mortality influence your eternal destiny. With this knowledge, you can base important decisions on eternal truths rather than on the changing circumstances of life. You can continually improve your relationship with family members, rejoicing in the promise that your family can be eternal. You can find joy in your testimony of the atonement and the Lord's commandments, ordinances, covenants, and doctrines, knowing that he who doeth the works of righteousness shall receive his reward, even peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 23. Additional references, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 5 through 30, chapter 10, verses 23 through 25, Alma chapter 12, verses 24 through 37, chapter 22, verses 12 through 14, and Alma chapter 42, Moses chapter 6, verses 47 through 62. See also agency, atonement of Jesus Christ, creation, death, physical, death, spiritual, fall, God the Father, gospel, heaven, hell, Jesus Christ, kingdoms of glory, paradise, and resurrection.